I am Rich Hurl with your Capital City update on 1320WILS.com. Michigan State Police told WILS that there were no fatalities in this morning's five-car accident that shut down I-96 westbound near the MLK exit for several hours this morning. Officers have corrected the information that initially stated that one person had died. No word yet on the extent of injuries or what caused the wreck. Things are getting back to normal today at Waverly Middle School after a heated air conditioning unit burned and created smoke that set off a fire alarm this morning. Communications Director Eldon McGraw on WILS.
The building was evacuated and the students and staff are safe and they were evacuated to the Waverly High School.
While many officials say he should be fired, a local lawmaker says Michigan's Assistant Attorney General should not lose his job over his online blog attack against an openly gay University of Michigan student. But East Lansing Representative Mark Meadows does tell WILS's Tony Connolly that he should be reprimanded.
This is something that impacts the agency's ability to do its job, as well as this individual's probably inappropriate way of approaching his own personal beliefs. There is a First Amendment issue here.
If you're flying overseas anytime soon, top officials at Capital Region International Airport are encouraging you to keep those plans despite a travel warning from the federal government. Executive Director Bob Selig on WILS.
It is a precautionary thing. They're not saying, and we're not saying that people shouldn't travel, but you got to keep your eyes open into what's going on around you.
Lansing City Council expected to vote next week on a brownfield plan for the $23 million marketplace project downtown after a public hearing was held at last night's meeting. That's where LEDC President Bob Trezise spoke with WILS.
The city has put in there some additional public infrastructure improvements related to the marketplace, which includes a pedway, redesigning and redoing a pedway, and putting in our skating rink. We want to be a big city.
Also at last night's meeting, council has voted to pursue $3.2 million in federal stimulus bonds that would go toward turning a former recycling station on South Street into a consolidated garage for city vehicles and equipment. Thanks to a $250,000 state grant, Lansing-based Capital Area Michigan Works is leading an effort to bring more biomanufacturing jobs to mid-Michigan. Bob Shearer from the Capital Area Manufacturing Council tells WILS's Jack Ebling that Michigan is in a perfect position.
Some of the other agricultural-based states would lay claim to that, but they don't have the manufacturing presence that we have.
Autism insurance reform is the focus of a Senate hearing today at the Farnham Building on Allegan Street. Senator Randy Richardville on WILS says there are some much-needed experimental treatments for the disease.
It's crippling families. It's, in some cases, adding, of course, a lot of stress. Our school systems don't know how to handle it.
That's your Lansing News Update. Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio, Fox News every half hour, and local Lansing programming with Tony Connolly and Jack Ebling, weekday mornings and afternoons. I'm Rich Hurl on 1320WILS.com.